It's time for Taking Care of Business on Midlands 103. With thanks to the local enterprise offices of Leash, Offaly and Westmeath. Find us on localenterprise.ie and let's talk business.
Midlands 103.
Hello and a very good evening to you all. It's Tuesday, the 16th of August. I'm Ronan Berry and you're very welcome to Taking Care of Business here on Midlands 103. A slightly different team for this evening's show because, as most of you will be aware, our former managing director, Albert Fitzgerald, passed away at the young age of 59 last Saturday. It was news that was greeted with huge shock across the Midlands, across the country and even further afield. Such was the level of respect and how well he was known in radio circles, in business circles, in community circles, in so many circles around the place. His legacy will live on in the station forever. He is credited with reviving the station and making it the success that it is today and has been for the past 20 years or more. So this evening, the areas are going to be thrown open to those very people, business people, community organisations right across the Midlands who would like to pay tribute to Albert and just to reflect on what he did. Many of you would have known him as a fantastic salesman, and he was, he absolutely was, but behind it all was a person of huge integrity. And what has really emerged over the past couple of days as people recall stories, some of them hilarious, but at times when people most needed a friend or somebody to make a phone call, whether their business was in trouble, whether there was something they just needed a little steer on, whether it was a personal challenge, he was there for people. He would make those phone calls. He would check in with people until he felt, yes, you're back on your feet again, and away he would go. So this evening we're going to talk to a multitude of people across the Midlands and just get their perspective and some of the stories that they had about Albert, who his funeral was today. And he's now at peace, I suppose, after what was a short illness that he fought privately. But like every challenge that he ever met, he fought it with great energy, with great strength. And he always had ways around things. But unfortunately, this was one challenge that he couldn't overcome. And the scale of loss, I say, is beginning to be felt now and will be felt for many, many years and months to come. To begin, I'm going to go across to Mullingar and to the president of Mullingar Chamber, John Gagan. Very good evening, John. This news, I can imagine, was of great shock to you in Mullingar when it broke on Saturday evening.
Good evening, Ronan. It was shocking to read of Albert's demise on Saturday evening. I was aware he'd retired recently and I did send him best wishes a few weeks ago, you know, and I'd hoped to catch up with him at some stage, but unfortunately it's not to be. And it's hard to believe he's gone, you know, and I suppose from my point of view, I'll never forget him as someone who was extremely encouraging to me when I took over as the president of Mullingar Chamber. And he was a great guy. You know, we met up for cups of coffee and stuff and we went through stuff. And once he knew he was dealing with someone who was straight talking as he was, he'd open up and he'd share his position on various things. And he was of invaluable advice to me. And I think we'll always be indebted to him over here in Mullingar for opening up to Earwaves Midlands 103, to Mullingar Chamber in a constructive and clear manner, you know, and encouraging a positive discussion. And he got broadcast in an advertising and the ecosystem that we all have to live in, you know, to get things done. And I found him to be an absolutely fantastic guy. And I'm heartbroken for his family that he's gone. His wife, Siobhan, and his two sons. It's really sad. You know, it's just gone too early, you know.
You're beginning to touch on it there too, because he had a huge love and desire to really promote the Midlands area as that fantastic place to work, to do business, to raise a family in. Because as you touch on that, family came first for him. Can you give us a sense of how we helped that, particularly in your new role? Because I know the Chamber has been a huge success for you in the 2 years since you took over the role as well. What kind of things did he really help you on?
Yeah, Albert got the way the political ecosystem works, let's say, between Mullingar and Athlone. And he also had a deep understanding of the likes of Longford and Offaly and the way that whole region works, you know. And it is complex in its way. And Midlands 103 is located on the southern fringes of it, you know. And you guys know from advertising, and he knew from dealing with companies all across the Midlands, how the Midlands works and operates. And he had an incredible insight to, like I said, he was willing to share in a very frank manner and extremely encouraging in terms of how you go about bringing people along the journey with you, you know. And I really appreciated his words of encouragement at the time. And he was just one very good guy. Like, and sometimes Cork exports great people, and he was one of those guys, you know.
Well, he was fiercely proud of his Cork roots too, and of course, and never failed to remind many of us of that. Anyway, John, absolutely. Thank you so much for that this evening as well. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Ron.
We will talk to you on Taking Care of Business soon as well. Sticking with the local chambers of commerce, I'm also joined now by Dominic Doheny. Dominic is a former president of the Construction Industry Federation. He's a director of the Flanagan Developments in Tullamore, and he's also a former president of Tullamore Chamber and indeed the Midlands Gateway Chamber, and somebody who knew Albert very well indeed. Very good evening, Dominic. Again, can you begin to give the listeners the sense of I suppose, the role that Albert played, sometimes behind the scenes, but in driving Midlands businesses and community organisations?
Well, Ron, just to concur with everybody, like, it's extremely sad times. I've known Albert for a long number of years, and he was a go-to person for lots of things. His attributes are just too long to mention here today. But as was previously said, you know, for a Cork man, a man coming out of Cork and landing himself into Tullamore, he recognised very, very quickly the importance of regionalisation. He recognised extremely quickly that the midland towns of Athlone, Mullingar, Portlaoise and Tullamore really had to get into a kind of a talking mode in the first instance, and then with the development of the regional strategy at the time, it was Athlone, Tullamore and Mullingar. I was president of the Midland Gateway Chamber, and I had lots of engagement with Albert about that. We talked about the potential growth of the Midlands, and we just knew to compete and to compete against this donut effect, as a lot of people refer to, and to compete with the coastal towns. The towns had to come together collectively for their strength. But I remember well that one of my, Brian Cowan was Taoiseach at the time when I was president of the Midlands Gateway Chamber, and I wanted to try and capture an opportunity somehow in relation to, and to recognise Brian Cowan as a Midlands Taoiseach, but also trying to try and capture an opportunity how we could actually get national claim to that, but also to form an event around it. And I thought of having a sofa or an armchair interview. When the chamber then signed off on that, I said, God, you know, that's great, but now I have to organise it. And who am I going to get to do this interview? And there was lots of names being thrown out to me, national figures, national journalists, etc. But one name that really, really pounced on me, he'd never done really anything like this before, was Albert. I approached him and he said no. He said, no way. He says, that's way above my station. It wouldn't be up to us, etc. We went off, we floated it around other names again, and again his name just came up. I went back to him again and I said, look, you know, Brian Cowan's not going to do this unless you do the interview, because he knows you. And he then agreed that he would do it. Now, he was extremely nervous about it, but typical Albert, he went off, he did his groundwork, he did his research, and, you know, he might have conveyed to me privately he was extremely nervous, but on the night, he was typical Albert. He was as professional and as capable as anybody else out there, and the interview went extremely well. Brian Cowan, as Taoiseach, was extremely comfortable, and it was a fantastic experience to be in the audience and to listen to a very natural interview. And that was a skill that he had and that he carried with him every single second of every day. He had a natural ability in relation to journalism, a natural ability in relation to sales, as was mentioned previously, but also He got a high out of being an entrepreneur. He looked and he saw, you know, what we would just kind of see every single day, but he saw the entrepreneurial opportunity in things that ordinary people wouldn't see.
And but that continued right up until, you know, his last few months, which people may find staggering, that the recent Offaly job fair that was a huge success in Tullamore, he again was a key driver behind that and got lots of people involved, and in true Albert style delivered an event that was probably oversold, or, you know, was three times more attendees at it than anyone ever predicted.
Well, I was on that committee with him, and you're absolutely right. Now, Albert was sick at that time. I knew that. Nobody else knew it. He volunteered to go onto that committee at a time when he was carrying what he was carrying. And nobody, he's the level of his professionalism, the level of his input, the energy of his input, and his vision in relation to the strategy never dropped once. He never missed a committee meeting, albeit he was carrying what he was carrying. And that's not that long ago. When was that? I think it was
back in early June, was it? Middle of June of this year, yeah.
Correct. That was early June. He never missed a meeting, and he was one of the main contributors at every meeting. That was leading up to it. Unfortunately, on the day, he wasn't up to attending, but he rang me, I'd say, five times at least during the event. I had to send him pictures to verify what I was saying was true in relation to, as you just said, one, and the actual attendance was absolutely fantastic, etc. But his level of his professionalism was, you know, again, you know, off the Richter scale. He will be absolutely sadly missed. There are small micro industries or micro businesses out there. Nobody will ever know this, but, like, you know, there might not be big advertising budgets hanging out of them or anything else. But Albert knows those people personally. Those people have talked to Albert in relation to marketing, in relation to sales technique, in relation to everything that drives the bottom line. He would have talked to a lot of those people. A lot of those people have learned. He was a private mentor to some of them. Nobody will ever know that unless those people kind of say it themselves. And those people will sadly miss Albert as well. And that will never be known. But his focus was always the Midlands. You know, sometimes, you know, we might be kind of a bit parish pump stuff, like any town, and you get him to try and focus on maybe events in the town as such. But he would always try and drive the Midlands agenda.
Absolutely.
Because he thought that's where the strength was for the area.
And abundantly clear by that Offaly job fair, because, again, he was looking at the longer term picture of that and creating that idea that there was a huge amount of jobs, and on the day there was 500 or 600 jobs alone advertised, and he proved once again that he was right on these things. But Dominic, thank you so much for your contribution as well, and to all those very business owners and micro business owners out there too. I know a lot of you are thinking of Albert today as well. If you want to get in touch, you can do so, business@midlands103.com. Dominic, thanks for that contribution as well. Dominic Doheny there is a former president of Tullamore Chamber and of the Midlands Gateway Chamber. Earlier this evening I also spoke to another man who got to know Albert initially through business and then became a good friend of his as well. Donal O'Gorman is the owner of O'Gorman's in Kilminchie and the Bog Road Port Leash. And I began by just asking Donal, how did he first get to meet Albert Fitzgerald?
We met each other 20 years ago. I was new to Port Leash and the business, and he came in touting for business as he did. And we struck up a friendship, and he told me, he said, look, you're going to need a bit of help starting off, and give me a bit of help. So I was getting paid for 30 ads. He might give me 40 ads or 35 ads starting off. And we built up a great friendship over the years after that. And just an easy guy to work with. Worked for you. I got him to do most of my ads because he made some quirky ads over the years.
He sure did. He was very proud of his scripts, all right. Some people were cringed a little bit at him, but he used to really love rubbing it in people's faces, I think.
Yeah, we were looking for something quirky one year, and I said, look, we'll put in an ad for looking for waitress. So he put an ad out there, and probably wouldn't be very tasteful now, but he said, topless waitress required for O'Gorman's. And we got a lot of phone calls into the radio station, but it worked. You know, so he was very innovative and coming up with ideas, and always worked for us. And we had the famous ad there with the two people in the two different pubs. Yeah, he was just a brilliant guy at what he did. He had a great mind for it, never in bad form. Glass was always half full, never half empty. You know? So he was a good guy to work with.
There was always options, but he always as well, you know, that classic sales thing, that people buy people, and it certainly sounds by what you were saying, that happened too, like that it was much more than just a salesperson, you know, and he gave that I think that hand to so many business people over the years as well. It's a big loss as well. I know a lot of shock went out across the Midlands over the weekend when people heard of his passing. He leaves a big legacy behind, though, too. And, you know, I suppose people at the station here that will continue that legacy as well. What do you remember most about him? What's the standout memory you have of your time working with Albert Fitzgerald?
His positivity shines above everything else. He never seen any doubts about anything, and he'd come in, and even when you'd be having doubts about your own business or what to do, he would drive it on. He was just one of them people who could drive it on. He was a unique person, and sadly missed by all in O'Gormans and the Bob Road and people all around Leashanoffy and Westmead. You know, he's a big loss.
He is indeed, and that's Donal O'Gorman. They're the owner of the Bog Road in Portlaoise and O'Gorman's in Kilminchie as well. Again, another person out there who initially got to know Albert in a business context, but became firm friends with him over the years too. And both guys would support each other through thick and thin over the past 20 years as well. And yes, that story about the advert for topless waitresses is actually true, and it's amazing what you might have got away with a number of years ago that you probably wouldn't get away with now. But just typical of Mr. Albert Fitzgerald. Time for a short break now. We'll be back with even more people from around the Midlands. And about 7:30 this evening, he was mentioned there in my interview with Dominic Donnelly, but a former Taoiseach Brian Cowan will join me to pay tribute to Albert as well. So stay tuned and talk to you all very shortly.
Taking care of business. With thanks to the local enterprise offices of Leash, Offaly and Westmeath. Find us on localenterprise.ie and let's talk business.
When you hear that ad for Taking Care of Business, this show exists purely because of Mr. Albert Fitzgerald as well. Over a coffee almost 5 years ago, we had a quick discussion about the business show and was there one on the station. And he said, funny you should say, in that with that nod and shrug of the shoulders and that little cheeky smile, he said, funny you should ask that. We want to put one back on our schedule. Would you be interested in doing it? I obviously said yes, because I'm 5 years at this show in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. It is hard to believe. But again, that's just a little insight into the number of doors that Albert Fitzgerald opened for people. People like myself, and as Dominic Doheny alluded to, there are business people all across the region, and such was his passion for the region. He just seemed to have, it seemed to be 40 hours in every day that he had. I'm not sure how he managed to do it, but somebody else who would have been very close with Albert over the years is Christy May. Christy, people will know, has been the former owner of the Bridge House and the Bridge Centre Shopping Centre in Tullamore, now owns the Greville Arms in Mullingar, and of course is a board member here at Midlands 103. And Christy joins me now. Christy, a very good evening to you. Again, I mean, just to reiterate, a very sad loss for the Midlands region.
Oh, terrible loss. He was such a wonderful businessman, wonderful person. His passing, we knew he was sick for quite a while, but to come so suddenly, and that he was a wonderful, wonderful businessman. He was wonderful. When way back when we wanted help to get the show off the ground, but nearly 20 years ago now, and he was always, whatever he could do with the Tullamore show, he was one of the main promoters behind the scenes, organised, getting programmes there, and give us any publicity, and as well as that, quirky ads, of course, you might have heard them first, were very helpful as well. I didn't know it came from him, but he was a wonderful person, lovely man, wonderful person. When he come there first, I knew the previous people, but he brought new energy to the radio station there, and he seemed to, you know, he just drove it forward, and he was wonderful. The same, the Bridge House and Bridge Centre, which, you know, you said that was a former owner, still involved in that place.
Sorry, I put former before Bridge House. I should have taken it away for the next one.
too much fire. I was ringing you a different way. But he always had his door open, and he was wonderful. You know, he had creative ideas, and he was great. And he'd be sadly, sadly missed, you know. And I mean, I have to, it's nice, of course, with his wife and two sons, you know, it must be an awful loss. As his time to pass on, but he was so wonderful, wonderful, and I have to be honoured to say a good friend as well.
And of course, you've served on the board of Midlands 103 for, is it almost 10 years now with him? I'm sure when he first put that to you, you were probably happy to be involved, given the nature of the man.
Well, I can tell you one thing, being on the board, I learned an awful lot of things from Albert. I mean, his organisation and running and meetings and preparation and the amount of knowledge and depth, and the, you know, he was a tremendous businessman, one of the very best, and one of the very best I've known anyway. And he's such a loss, such a wonderful person.
He's a huge loss, but he leaves a huge legacy as well. And even as Dominic Donnelly alluded to there, that just his interest and desire to keep the Midlands front and centre and to keep attention on it, and hence I suppose his involvement with the likes of the Tullamore Show and all the various events around the town too.
Yeah, well he was major in helping us to get the show, Tullamore Show, to what it is now, and behind the scenes, and he opened an awful lot of doors and that. But as well as that, his support for the Midlands was so much that I didn't realise he was down from Midlands. I thought he was from Offaly. But anyway.
I think Offaly kind of adopted him at this stage. I mean, as he's always said himself.
He adopted Offaly, as well as, you know, he was wonderful support. Well, like, wonderful support for all the counties in the region and that. And as well as that, he was very, very wonderful businessman. I mean, it's such an honour to know him, and such a loss to the Midlands and the community, you know.
And Christine, I know he would nearly cringe at the fact that we're doing a tribute to him, but I know he would really appreciate those words that you said about him there too. And like so many people, you know, you knew him as a colleague and as a salesman, but also as a dear friend as well. Christine May, thank you so much for taking the time this evening.
Thanks very much.
I'm moving on now to Laois Chamber, and Caroline Hoffman is the president of Laois Chamber. And Caroline would have known Albert over the past year or more in her presidency. And again, he's had a huge impact on Caroline and the role that she took on with Laois Chamber. A very good evening, Caroline. And again, I suppose this news must have been greeted with great sadness in Laois too.
It's shocking, Ronan, it really is. And firstly, I'd like to express our deepest sympathies to Siobhan, Andrew and Stephen at this time. It's devastating news. And Albert has really left behind such a lasting legacy. He really made Midlands 103 into the station it is today. And I remember meeting him for the first time with his son, Stephen, a little over a year ago. And he was just so helpful and kind and witty. And even listening to the story about the topless waiters in O'Gorman, in O'Gorman's, it's really, you know, the stories he came out with were just brilliant. Yeah. But he was just a mine of information. And he was so helpful in my role.
But do you know that any of the ads or stories that didn't work, he didn't write? Quite a coincidence here, you know, only the really popular ones were his work. But just take us through it again. You know, you met him about a year ago too, but what I often know is when Laois Chamber was looking at re-establishing itself or setting up about 3 years ago, it was a project he was behind from the start, because again, that focus he had on just the region and the Midlands region promoting itself. And in some ways, it often took a Cork man to show the people of the Midlands what they were missing out on and what was on their very doorstep. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think it's so important to have that kind of outside perspective. And even though Albert was a very proud Cork man, you know, his heart was in the Midlands, and he was so passionate about the Midlands, and he was so passionate about putting Laois and other counties on the map. For example, the Shop Local campaign, I remember, was one of the first things I spoke to him about. And I remember a couple of months ago I had a conversation with him about the Offaly Jobs Fair and what we had done in our Jobs Fair, you know, because every county needs something like that, and he saw the need for it in Offaly, and it was a great success, and it's just heartwarming to hear he was behind it constantly, even when he was unwell.
He was indeed, and not just behind it, he was, as Dominic kind of touched on there, he was the key driver as well. He pulled all the people together. In true Albert style, he got sponsorship from a couple of organisations for it. He did the hard work, the heavy lifting, as he would call it himself. And again, like anything he touched, it was generally a success because that attention to detail was there. Caroline, thank you so much for taking time
this
evening as well. Again, words that would be greatly appreciated by Albert and indeed by his wife Siobhan and Andrew and Stephen, his sons. That's Caroline Hoffman. They're the president of Laois Chamber. Time for a short break now. We'll continue our tributes to Albert Fitzgerald after the break. And my next guest will be former Taoiseach Brian Cowan. Talk to you in about 2 minutes.
Taking care of business. With thanks to the local enterprise offices of Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. Find us on localenterprise.ie and let's talk business.
This evening's show is a tribute to the late and great Albert Fitzgerald, who people said their final goodbyes to today. He fought an illness very, very hard over the years, over the last 18 months or so, and particularly at the very end. But his passing was still sudden and unexpected by so many people as well, and such has been the outpouring of tributes and emotion, and people are coming out of the woodwork from all places just to say well done, to thank him for what they did for him, both as business owners, as community organisations, as friends. He was always willing to help, and his attention to detail and his focus, and already you've heard a number of contributors speak to those key qualities he had. When he put his hand to something, he was determined that it would be a success, and he would just quickly move on to the next thing, keep throwing ideas around. He was a renowned innovator and somebody, as we've now found out as well, deeply passionate about the Midlands region. My next guest is former Taoiseach Brian Cowan, again, somebody who knew Albert very well over the years. And good evening, former Taoiseach, Mr. Cowan.
Evening.
You knew Albert very well. Can you just give us a sense what the loss to the wider Midlands community is?
Well, I think Albert was a great communicator. He's a great believer in the ability of radio to serve, if you like, the local public and local commercial interests as well. And he was always very positive, very upbeat about creating a positive business climate for everyone, including for the radio, obviously. But he was a guy who understood exactly how local radio could connect with both people who manufactured goods and services and the consumer seeking those goods and services, and providing connections all the time. And I think he saw through his own programming and through his management, indeed, of the radio generally, that he wanted that positivity to be a byword, if you like, for the radio station. People would look to the station as a place where positive ideas could be put out there to the public, and where the public could be got interested in whether it was a local charity event or whether it was an issue that was structurally a problem for the general area in the Midlands or the counties that his radio station served. And that sort of approach is not one you find amongst everyone. It was very much to our benefit here in the Midlands that Albert was here for so long, that he came in as a salesman first, in terms of ensuring that the connection between the station and commercial interests were made for the mutual benefit of both the enterprises themselves and the station. But beyond that, and the over and above that, that was simply, if you like, the card of introduction. He then wanted to build on that, not just looking at commercial interests, but wider community interests. And I think that was something that I think has very much stayed and will stay as a part of his legacy now, his work legacy. Of course, he saw his family as his legacy, and I send my sympathies to Siobhan and his siblings and to his children. But he had this legacy of ensuring that people in the radio station generally would look to the public interests in what they do, but also realize that there was the world of commerce, the world of trade, was very much where people depended upon successful companies to continue to thrive in the area, to serve their workers and their ownership, first of all, of course, but also have a wider input into the community as well.
You mentioned the word ecosystem there, and I think that's exactly it. And you've summed that up perfectly, because he saw the business community and the wider community as an ecosystem that all needed to work together in order to thrive. But I suppose, winding about it, he did so with great modesty.
Yes, indeed. He was a very, very much a man who kept back from the front row, if you like, in many ways. He had staff that were, if you like, the public voice of the station. But he, through his leadership and through how he cultivated talent within the station, and being able to identify it outside the station too, was something that enabled the station to do so much for so many important causes over the years. And that was a great attribute of Albert's, that he he very much was looking at the end product. The end product wasn't his own particular benefit, if you like, or his own ego. Certainly not. He was very much a man who worked in the background, but who was an influencer, who ensured that others who had the job of communicating with the public on a daily basis through their programs, etc., that they had a certain attitude which ensured that people saw the station as somewhere you could ring in, you could put your case, you put your voice to help oneself or to help the community issue that was arising and which the station was using its remit in order to bring it to the attention of the wider public. So, you know, as we look at his legacy this evening, and you've done that in a number of people who have come on your show, and to use your show this evening as a vehicle for that articulation of all that was positive, all that was good, all that was very much central to Albert's modus operandi, the way he operated, the way he worked, the people. His one had the impression always of a happy place to work, a man with a listening ear, but a man also who had the leadership quality to, you know, put the case correctly when it needed to be done, but always privately and within the confines of the station itself. So the business of the station remained its own business, if you like, but the actual business of the community, the business of the commercial sector, the business of how we could improve things locally, this was always at the heart of all his activity, and I think for that we're very grateful. And whilst commiserating with his family, as I've said, we think of all the positive, important things that will continue on now through the lessons that have been learned by the staff who watched his leadership over the past number of years, which have influenced their approach, their attitude, how they present themselves, so that the work of the radio itself will continue and very much continue in the line that Albert set during his period of leadership.
And I suppose that is an objective and really something for us all to live by day as well. And look, at again, huge praise indeed. And thank you so much, Mr. Count, for coming on this evening and saying those beautiful words about Albert too. And you've summed up and captured perfectly the character and the nature of the man. All the very best to you in your continued recovery as well. Fantastic to hear from you. And thank you once again for coming on this evening.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much. Thanks.
As Brian and so many people have mentioned there, Albert's interests, they spread far and wide. He was hugely passionate about music, but not just listening to music. He was passionate about the music industry, about the entertainment industry. And one band in particular, he never failed to talk about them, were the Sheeran Family Band. And I'm delighted to be joined now by Tom Sheeran. Again, Tom, I know you're another person who got to know Albert maybe through the industry, but became firm friends with him as well. What was it like when you received the news on Saturday?
Hello there, Ronan. Thanks for having me on tonight. Just have say a few words about Albert. It was a complete shock, you know. For myself personally, it was devastating because I knew Albert pretty well. You know, kind of outside of the work, you know, I knew him going to gigs and he'd have maybe having a drink with him or whatever, you know. So it was a big shock, I have to say, for us all to learn that he had passed away so suddenly.
Can you speak to us about his passion, his love of music and entertainment, good music, good dancing, events that were organised well and run well and really deliver great entertainment to the paying punters?
Yes, he did. He loved, I mean, we have to say, from the Sheeran family point of view, we were chuffed that he was a fan of ours as well as that, you know. He loved anything that we'd done, and he always said to me, you know, what you do right, and he appreciated that, so he did. When I started, anything I went to Albert with, any idea I had for a show, he's always 100% behind it, you know. And then I put this Eagles tribute band together, take it to the limit, and I he was one of the first guys I rang, I called about it, my idea, and straight away he was behind it. He loved the idea. He said, let's get it on sale, and I said, we'll sell it, you know. And from the first show we played in Tullamore Court, it was October 18, I think it was, you know, he pushed it off the air for us, and, you know, he's never, he just loved it. He loved the music so much, what he did, and he's going to be really, really missed, you know, in the music industry, especially from our point of view, he is anyway, you know.
Absolutely, and look at again, I suppose it's very hard to even capture how much love he had for music as well. But again, you're just alluding to that thing there that sometimes when people needed that little boost, he was there for them and always willing to open up his own contacts and whatever resources he had to give people that
great,
boost.
Yeah, I mean, once things started to spread for us with the Take It to Limit thing, you know, if I was moving the show to Wexford or Waterford or anywhere, you know, he opened doors for me to contacts in the radio stations, in the hotels. You know, without even asking, he would just do all that for you. He was unbelievable that way. And never looked on in return. He was, you know, a gentleman. And I mean, also, I was at the service there today, and, you know, everybody just spoke about him so well. And, like, Siobhan, his wife, sang a song, you know, which was a very difficult thing to do. And she's just such a beautiful singer, and one of his sons sang as well. So, like, they were steeped in music as well, so they were, and he loved it. I'm not sure if he sang himself, no, I never heard it. But
no, well, and as long as I knew him, he kept telling me he was going to learn how to play the acoustic bass. I don't think he ever did, but I think there was so much music around him anyway, he got away with it. And I think his contribution was in many other ways. Tom, thank you so much for that this evening as well. I know
he would be greatly
appreciated as well. That's Tom Sheeran there from the Sheeran Family Band. Again, you know, friends, colleagues, and as Thomas pointed out, they were delighted to know that Albert was such a huge fan of those. And believe you me, anybody who knew him knew about Take It to the Limit too, because he promoted it not just on the airways, he promoted it to everybody that he met as well, and rightly so. They're fantastic. Time for another short break. After that, we're going to be joined by one or two more people who would just like to have a final word and pay tribute to Albert Fitzgerald, who people said their final goodbyes to earlier this afternoon. Hard to believe, but it happened. And as people have already been speaking about on the show, his legacy, what he's created, and what he's left for future generations of employees, of his family and everything, to continue on the great work that he has started. Short break, back to you very, very shortly.
Taking care of business. With thanks to the local enterprise offices of Leash, Offaly and Westmeath. Find us on localenterprise.ie and let's talk business.
Thank you for joining me as we continue to pay tribute and remember fondly and celebrate the life of Albert Fitzgerald, who passed away last Saturday. I have an email here from David Teague, the Managing Director of Northern Ireland for the Bauer Media Group. He said, I'm very sad to read the news today. Albert was a great radio colleague of mine for over 20 years. He was a fantastic advocate for radio and ultimately a lovely human being. When I chaired the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, he always offered me support and encouragement. At independent radio sales, his advice was always constructive, and throughout the years, he was one of the few I could call on to have a chat with about radio. He got it. Simple words, but very well, very meaning as well, from David Teague there. Thank you, David, for that. When Albert retired and announced his retirement back in January of this year, his successor was announced also, Mr. Will Faulkner, and you would probably know Will from Midlands Today. He's been presenting it for many, many years now, more than I can remember anyway. Will joins me on the phone now. Will, can you speak to us about Albert, the businessman, from a radio context, and what he achieved with Midlands 103?
Absolutely turned this station around. So in 1995, when he joined, the radio station's listenership was really poor, business was tough, and he just brought an energy, as people have said in the past, but his relationships and his connections and his ability to win people over, whether it was talent to come in and improve the product on air, clients to support all the activity, he revolutionized Midlands 103, but also contributed vastly to the radio sector at large. We didn't have a training body for the industry. He helped set up Learning Waves. He helped set up and rejuvenate many times IRS, which was an independent sales house for all the local radio stations. And eventually in 2013, because of his track record, Midlands 103 in Tullamore became the headquarters for the Tyndall Radio Group, which was four radio stations. And not too many people know that. That was extra jobs in the Midlands and extra prestige as well. So his contribution, I can't better what anybody else has said. suffice to say, it was vast, it was immense. But his personal contribution to so many of us, I've been mentored for 17 years by one of the best businessmen in the country. But he talked to me about life, getting married, things to do and things not to do.
He probably made you buy your motorbike at some stage.
He sold me a boat once. Let's not go there. No, I cannot speak highly enough of my dear friend and colleague, and we'll all miss him greatly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Will. And one thing about Albert, the innovator as well, he was always big on the brand extension, and one thing over the past couple of years he jumped into with full aplomb was the Midlands 103 Hospitality and Customer Service Awards, and indeed the tours. And his chief partner in crime and that was Mr. Brian Cunningham. Brian, I know you're another person who grew a huge friendship with Albert over the years, but he was always up for a new idea and a new scheme.
Absolutely. Good evening to you, Ronan, and good evening to your listeners as well. And what's a terrible sad evening, and I know he wouldn't want us to be sad, but it is a sad evening. And he had great vision. He was always up. He had a passion. He had a passion for radio. He had a passion for new ideas. He had a passion for sales. Many people get highs from different things, from drink, from other avenues. Albert had a passion for sales, and he got his kick out of a sale, whether that was 10 euro or 10,000. The Hospitality Awards, the Customer Service Awards, we were introducing other awards, Hair, Beauty and Style Awards, you know, even the tours, you know, the travel section. He was up for everything, and he was always looking for the next opportunity, and the next opportunity, not just for revenue, but to create jobs. And that's what he wanted to do in the Midland region, you know.
And create jobs he did as well. And I suppose directly here at the station, as Will alluded to there, with the Tyndall Group, but also with all those businesses he supported over the years. Brian,
all our businesses, finally, just to say, all our businesses were there because of Albert Fitzgerald. My business, and we're employing, the volume of people that we're employing, was the reason Albert Fitzgerald was the foresight and was the person driving it and driving me all the time.
Thank you, Brian. Would you believe the time is short this evening, because there's loads of ads in the show, something that he would be extremely proud of. Brian, thank you so much. To finish up this evening, I'm just going to one person there who began her career really here at Midlands 103 around the same time that Albert joined as the head of sales, Fiona Mitchell of RT. Fiona, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Ronan.
Fiona, can you take us back to those days in the late 90s when you first joined Midlands 103 and the impact that Albert had on both you and the station?
Well, as you say, I mean, I joined in around 95, 96, which was about the same time that Albert did. He had been there, I think, a couple of months before me. But you just knew from the very first time you met him, I mean, he really was a force of nature. I think that's how I described it to you earlier today. And really, that was how he always was. And in all of the years that I knew him, that's what I would say about him. He understood, I think, innately that local radio wasn't a job you left when you walked out of the office. It was about community. And he really got that. And you can hear that, I think, from the tributes tonight. So many people that talk about how he threw himself into so many things around the Midlands. And that really was him. He had an absolute passion for the job. You know, they use that saying, do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I'm not sure it's always true, but I think it probably was in Albert's case, because he absolutely loved what he was doing. And local radio is about being prepared to get stuck in, do things that you mightn't necessarily be sort of, you know, on your list of duties for that day. Many's the Athlone Town Commission meeting I went to cover, and Albert said to me, now you're going to have to stop off in Moat and collect a few checks for me on the way. And,
of course.
You know, he was prepared to get stuck in. He expected you to be prepared to do the same thing. Although I will say, Ron, that if you saw him coming at you with any radio ad scripts, you did tend to try and run in the opposite direction, because you never knew what they were going.
As we said earlier, he only claimed the successful ones anyway. Fiona, as I just mentioned to start, their time is up, because so much advertising has been sold on the programme, of which you'd be very proud. But Fiona Mitchell, thank you so much for taking the time this evening as well. And thank you to everybody who's contributed this evening, those people lining up to pay tribute to Albert Fitzgerald. On a personal level, there's nothing more I can add to that bar. Just a huge thank you, because he opened up doors for me. He put me in this hot seat as well. I didn't think I could do it. Apparently I could, and he used to laugh and grin and have a great giggle at the fact that I seem to be getting on quite well at it. Thank you for listening, and for joining me in paying tribute to Albert Fitzgerald. he will not be forgotten, that is for sure. Albert, thank you. To Siobhan, to Andrew and Stephen, our deepest condolences on behalf of myself, my own family and all the listeners of Midlands 103. Rest well, bud. We'll talk to you again sometime in the future.